front page news today on a story that you've been keeping us abreast of as it's been developing over the last, I don't know, 22 months or so, about the Monroe County's calendar year 2014 books. The State Board of Accounts audit is back, and there were some things in there. Patrick Stofers is heavily quoted in today's paper of the things that were going on there. Please let our listeners know what that was without having to read the 5,000 words today in the paper.
Right, it's like 92 pages.
If you like details, it's details, and that report is 92 pages long.
And they're welcome to read that if they want to, but we want just the Cliff Notes version.
Right. At the very beginning of it, it makes it clear that our report, they give us an adverse opinion, the State Board of Accounts says, which is not a good thing. It says, oh, no, we don't like what you've done there. And it does not represent the true financial records of the county. Now that should make everyone set up and say, what is going on? Because we're all paying taxes and it's all going in to the treasurer's office and then being dispersed between the auditor and the treasurer, and they can't seem to get it right. And it is time to get it right. Now there may very well be people who will say, well, why didn't you give them more people to do this? Well, if you've got someone leading the way who doesn't understand that how to balance a checking account, then, and they're going to be the ones training the new people, do you really want them to hire new people and train them wrong? Because then we'll just have more chaos. So it was thought that once we get the turnover, we get a new treasurer, a new auditor, then we'll be able to assist those elected officials to help get their office organized and hopefully get the right training. Because
we've had elected officials on this program say, we have no time to do it, we're so busy, so it's the endless...
And we can't get trained because we just don't have the time.
If we send people to training, then all the work piles up back here, so this is just a wonderful figure eight that just keeps going around and around. Is there leadership somewhere? Is it the county? Is it the commissioners? Who is it that says, no, you have to do it this way? Or can the elected official do whatever they like?
Oh, no, we're not allowed to do, not only is not up to the county commissioners, it's not up to the county council, it's really not even up to the auditor or the treasurer. We all have to follow the guidelines established by the state. There's certain accounting principles, government forms we're supposed to use, and methods of operations we're supposed to use, and internal controls. And if these elected officials would actually go to the classes when they're available at the state.
They're not required to?
Rather than saying they're going and, oh, I don't know, go out to eat or something,
maybe they would learn how
to do this. In addition to which, it's available online. They have their own...
Marty, are they required to do these classes, or
well,
is it a...
Now they're required to have a certain amount that just very recently they've put in place that certain elected officials must have a certain amount of training available.
And attend
these classes.
Is the auditor and the treasurer part of those offices that have requirements?
Right, but that is fairly recent.
Well, that's going into this next... We have an election coming up here on next Tuesday. And so going forward, the new auditor and the new treasurer are going to have some, at least some training as required by the state for that office.
However, if you can set through every class going, and if you don't understand, if you've got $2 in one pot over here, and you've got to have it entered as $2 on your entry form, and you don't understand those are supposed to balance out, and you think, oh, well, I don't show $2 over here, I'll just add in another dollar to make it work so I can turn something in. That's where the problem was. If
okay.
you remember,
yes,
what,
you're
three
right.
years ago, And the treasurer's balances was not balancing out what she was handing in to the commissioners, and they wouldn't accept it. They're still not accepting what she turns in.
Oh, my goodness.
And she went off to some other county to try and get trained, to get her people trained, and they locked themselves up in a room and tried to get trained. And then they came forward and said, oh, yes, now we've got it all balanced.
And it was wrong.
And then we found out later, then the report was, well, we forced account balance it. In other words, they just made the numbers work.
Okay, Marty, people can go and read about a lot of the details for this, but I think one of the things that our listeners really want to know is, one, is there going to be an audit for 2015? And two, is there any expectation that any of these problems have been corrected?
Okay, for two, they have completed the 2014, and we had what is called an exit interview so that the elected officials can set in and hear what the report is. And then they have an opportunity to respond to the state to say, this is how we're going to fix it. And then they release it to the public. So this is what's happened for 2014. They have, as I understand it, completed their audit of 2015, but they have, when I say they, that's the State Board of Accounts, but they have not presented it to the elected officials in the county to review to see if the different people who had a problem, if they can present something to say, this is how we have gone about fixing this problem.
Let me ask you a silly question. How can you audit 15's books if 14's numbers aren't quote unquote correct? I'm not an accountant. I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
you just use the old data, whatever it is, and
I believe we'll see in 2015 that those numbers will also be wrong, because if you look at what the audit report is, maybe I read this in the newspaper, it's saying, well, now we fixed this in September or whatever.
Of
2016.
That means they fixed
it in 2016.
Yes.
So what happened in 2014? So we know it's still going to be wrong on the 2015 audit because we would have done it wrong in 2015. People may say, who cares? Who cares? But we're talking about millions and millions of dollars that flows through the treasurer's office and the auditor's office, and they're supposed to be going back to those taxing units to provide the services that we, the taxpayers, have paid.
So, Marty, the bottom line here is that we don't really know if the auditor has dispersed things correctly to all these taxing units. For instance, our library, our school system, etc., the fire departments. We don't know for sure that those disbursements have been correct for 2 years.
Well, and that's part of what you would look at to see what the statement was about that. But let me just say, as a county council person, what we do is we look at the budget that is presented to us by the auditor, the dollars presented to us by the treasurer. We have no method to say
the county council can't audit it.
We're not the auditors. We're supposed to be making decisions on the numbers they present to us. So this is very frustrating, as it is also with the county commissioners. Now, as I understand it, the county commissioners are still saying to the treasurer, Kathy Smith, when they receive the information she turns in, they are not actually formally accepting it because they believe there's still problems there. So now here's the other thing that I've been thinking of.
Quickly.
If you get someone who is elected, they have to have a bond. And if you have something setting out here that looks to be this egregious, does it affect your ability to get a bond? That's a question I don't have the answer for, but I think it's something we have to consider.
Well, Marty, what about the auditor's office?
Councilwoman Marty Hawk is our guest this morning.
You're talking about the treasurer's office, but if they've got, if they're not accepting reports and signing off on them from the treasurer's office. What about the auditor's office? Do they do a similar thing where they turn in their reports and the commissioners have to sign off on that?
Well, actually, the treasurer is supposed to be turning his report in to the auditor as well. And when that gets signed off on, they certainly should be agreeing to these numbers, either agree to it or not. So it's all in those manuals. If they'll study the manuals, if they'll follow the guidelines. What worries me is that people get elected and think, oh, well, I'll use this accounting process over here I learned in such and such school. Well, you have to use the one the state tells you to use, and you have to follow those guidelines, because if we don't, it will guaranteed get mixed up.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us. Patrick Stouffer said a couple interesting quotes in today's Herald Times article that was written by, I want to give full credit here, to Ernest Rollins. And I'm just going to read these quotes to give some support of what was going on. This is Patrick Stouffer, Monroe County Commissioner, talking about the county treasurer, Kathy Smith, and her office financial books 2014. What started off as a significant red flag when we discovered the treasurer was, quote, plugging numbers to make her monthly reports balance, the audit revealed serious defects within the treasurer's bookkeeping and general office management. He went on to say, the best software available won't make a difference if a user isn't proficient and competent in doing basic accounting 101 tasks like reconciling the bank balance to the fund balance. Those are some pretty large quotes from a county commissioner.
Absolutely is, and that is why they have already been before us and tried to indicate to us that we believe we're going to see something very egregious here, and they even alluded to, Pat Sofers even alluded to, that we'll see something pretty bad in 2015, and he was considering maybe to do this job. However, it bottom line is, we have to get an auditor and a treasurer who will cooperate with the other offices in the county to do that, because they are the only ones who can sign off by law on the things that they're responsible for.
And by law, do we audit ourselves in turn ourselves? Does the state audit us? You have to pay for this audit. How does this work moving forward? If we are audited every year for the next five, that can't possibly be beneficial for the taxpayers, can it?
Well, we do have to pay more for audit now than what we have in the past, because State Board of Accounts is just not charging enough. But the State Board of Accounts is required to do a certain amount of audits for all counties, so that, because that's the other part of the checks and balances, they check on the counties to make sure that they are doing it appropriately. Because after all, who else is going to find it?
Sure, Marty, but you said they do a certain number of them. If you exceed it, for instance, I mean, I'm guessing our commissioners have enough, foresight to see that we're going to need for at least the next few years to have these books audited every year to find out where we're at.
And it'll depend on whether or not what the state, how many employees they have available to do this. They were doing it every year, and fairly recently, I believe they've changed the saying, unless there's a real reason, they'll just start doing it every other year. I'd have to look that up to make certain. These jobs are so important in that auditor's office and the treasurer's office. And believe me, those worker bees in those offices, they want to get it right. They will learn how to do it right. And many of them know when it's not going just right, but if they're not the elected official, they can't do anything about it. So this is all going to be decided by the voters when they get ready to go cast their vote for who they want to be handling their millions of tax dollars that they're turning in. This should be important to everybody who supports the libraries, to the townships, the fire departments, you know, the city, the county, the ELSA, everybody who receives tax dollars is paid by all of us. We should be very concerned about the practices going on in the courthouse that is not the way we should be doing this.
Okay, Marty, so, we have now new software, and we have had an audit. Well, we had this accounting firm come in and supposedly straighten up everything. Am I understanding correctly that when we hired that one company for $150,000, that they got the books all straight, at least at that moment in time?
Well, that's what we were told, and then I was told not too long ago that they thought it was not completely balanced out again. That I don't have proof of, but because the county commissioners are not accepting the treasurer's reports, then it leads me to believe that maybe there is still a problem. But, you know, this can work better. It can work better. We have to have people that we can trust that will take the training, who have basic accounting minds. You can be really bright, you know. Maybe you can write beautiful music, or you're really good at other things and just not good with numbers or don't understand basic accounting. And if you don't, then don't apply for these jobs, because that is just not fair to the people of this county. Just is not.
According to the report, one clear thing the report shows, this is Ernest Rollins in the Herald Times, is there was failure to communicate between the auditor and the treasurer. That's what Jeff McKim said. He added that since the audit, the communication seems to have gotten better. What's going to measure that? What has gotten better? Is that the next audit? We can talk about what we feel is being better, but what is going to show us what is better moving forward? Not being audited, not having outside consultants. Is that going to be what shows this is working moving forward?
I believe it will work very well when we have the employees in each of those offices who understand what their job is, and like I said, some of those people have been there for years, and they understand their job. But if there is some other breakdown between the elected officials and the communications not happening, then how can each of those people in
well,
the
Marty,
elected offices?
Well, Marty, if we've got people in those two offices that know how to do their jobs, why are they not giving their expertise to the elected official and making sure that the books are correct?
Well, you got to remember, you may know exactly your part of the job, but you may not know the other office's part of the job. And so if you do your part, but there is a breakdown in communication between the two offices, then how does that work? Now, I believe that we have some people on board now in those offices who are working better together to get things balanced out, and with the new accounting, you know, equipment that we have, it is my hope that we're going to see a resolution to this. But we sure do not need to have someone that will go in there and cause more problems. And if you've already got a track record of just trying to adjust numbers around to make it look like you're balanced, that is
a
disaster for what could
That's
happen
scary.
In the auditor's office.
That's really scary.
All right, Marty, good job as always. We appreciate your time. Next Wednesday morning, we will see the results of the said election and see how the chips have all fallen out, we hope, by Wednesday morning at 8:05. And that's when we'll catch up with you next. Again, thank you for your time and
input. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.